Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing podcast right here on SweatNet. I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the episodes. The women that I'm interviewing every week are truly amazing, and their stories truly inspire me, and I hope that they do the same for you. If you know someone that has a story that you feel like needs to be heard, or if it's you yourself, feel free to send me a message on Instagram or email me. It's seal@gmail.com. I would love to share your story. I'm also going to ask you to go and leave a comment or a review on Spotify or iTunes, or even go to our Be Amazing podcast page on SweatNet and leave a comment there. Would love to hear your feedback and let me know if there's a certain story that has really touched your heart or moved you in some way. I would really appreciate any feedback that you have. So I just want to say again, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And I'm excited about my guest this week, but before we get to that, I'm going to remind you, Strong Camp Charlotte is happening here in the Queen City on May 22nd and 23rd. It is put on by Strong Fitness Magazine. It is an all-women's camp, and we're going to have workouts and seminars. We've got 15 incredible instructors. This is for all ages and all fitness levels, so I don't want you to be intimidated by the fact that we're calling it Strong Camp. If you need to take a time out, you take a time out. It's just coming together. It's inspiring each other. It's encouraging each other. It's pushing ourselves. You want to push yourself to a new level, but at the same time, it's not about that intimidating push. It's really just about coming together and just having an incredible time. So make sure you sign up for that today. You can go to strongcamp.com or you can go to my Instagram and register just by clicking on my link tree. This is all in preparation. This is 5 months before the big weekend, which is the Be Amazing weekend. And again, this is another all women's weekend. And it's again about us all coming together. We've got some incredible events. We have the Be Amazing 5K walk run, which is benefiting Girls on the Run. That's on Friday, October 15th. Then on Saturday, October 16th, we're going to have the Miss Be Amazing bikini competition. For those of you that have that inner athlete or have ever wanted to take the stage in a bikini for a competition, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. Then in the evening, we're going to have the Be Amazing Showcase, which is a runway show. And this show is just all about celebrating who you are and where you are in your fitness and health journey right now. And you get to pick out the athletic outfit that you're going to wear, and you get to pick out the evening gown that you're going to wear, and you get to share your story. And it's non-competitive. It's just this incredible way to celebrate each other and your story and your journey. And then we're going to end it with a huge gala celebration. It is going to be one big party. We're going to have dinner and dancing, and we're going to have some special entertainment. And that is our Men in Bras runway show benefiting Carolina Breast Friends. So again, this is an incredible weekend. You don't want to miss it. You can go to beamazingweekend.com to register now, or you can go to @beamazingweekend on Facebook and on Instagram and follow us for more details coming about the weekend. So these are two events I don't want you to miss. So grab your gal pals and register for Strong Camp Charlotte and the Be Amazing Weekend. Okay, so let's talk about my next guest. I couldn't be more excited. She is my new friend from Hotlanta, Missy Mostrom, aka Miss Pris. Missy and her best friend and business partner opened Vesta Movement Kickboxing Studio in 2014. Growing up, she suffered from ADHD and was a troubled teen. Missy spent much of her early years drinking, smoking, and partying when she wasn't working as a bartender in a pool hall. Her lifestyle did not include much exercise until she attended a kickboxing class at an MMA gym and a switch was flipped. When her friends started expressing an interest in experiencing kickboxing with her, but they were intimidated training in MMA gyms, the idea to open a boutique studio came to fruition. Now with two studios in Atlanta, Missy is sharing her passion for kickboxing and fitness in a big way. In addition to being a certified trainer, Missy is a brand ambassador for several fitness brands like Lululemon, Society 9, and Numa. You may have also seen her in Adidas ads as she was featured in their 2019 run campaign. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Missy.
Welcome to the show, Missy. I'm so glad you're here today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, we're going to have some fun talking with you and hearing about your story. But before we do that, share a little bit about who you are.
Okay. So my name is Missy Mostrom, and I'm one of the co-founders of Vesta Movement in Atlanta. We are a kickboxing and HIIT studio. I've been around about 5 years. And besides that, I'm just a dog mom and, you know, just regular person that loves kickboxing and really it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know that because we've talked before, you know, a little bit beforehand, and I know that growing up, you had a pretty rough childhood, I would say, just with some of the things that you dealt with. Kind of share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I was definitely a troubled kid, you know, the rebellious one. I was always really different and really self-aware of that. And I think it just made me act out. I just didn't want to do what I was told. So I had a lot of problems in school and with authority. And I got kicked out of a couple schools growing up. So I was just always in trouble. And I think that really affected, you know, my confidence, feeling like I couldn't fit in and everybody was aware of it. You know, I couldn't even hide it. I think that all can be summed up in this one experience I had in high school. I was like maybe 16 and I was in trouble again. So I had a parent-teacher conference, but it wasn't just my parents and a teacher. It was my parents and all my teachers and some other administration. So there's probably 12 adults in the room, me 16. And basically they just went around the room to tell my parents like how bad I was. So they went one by one, airing all their grievances with me. And then the last guy, my history teacher, slams his hands on the table and he looks me dead in the eye and looks at my parents and he goes, "Give up, just give up." And he's looking around at the other teachers like, he said, "Why are we here? Why are we even doing this? Just give up on her." So yeah, as a 16-year-old kid, that it clicked. I was like, yeah, I guess everyone should give up on me, you know.
That's a lot as a young person to be told that when your struggle, when you're already struggling with all that you face as, you know, trying to find your own identity anyway. And then if you already feel like you're out of place, a lot of what you were doing was a struggle, but then to have somebody like, and especially an adult and like you said, an authority figure do that, like that was, I know that had to be a devastating point in your life. And why this was so important to kind of lay at the front of our conversation is that you were involved in fitness at that point. Like fitness was not even a thing. Like kickboxing wasn't a thing.
No, not at all. I grew up playing sports as a kid, but then I got to high school and, you know, I was self-medicating. So I had a learning disorder, like a lot of kids. I had ADHD, still do. But at the time, people weren't really talking about it. You know, this is 20 years ago when I was in high school, which is crazy to say. But this is 20 years ago. So they put me in special ed, you know, instead of diagnosing me and realized that I learned differently. They put me in classes where, you know, they were watching movies every day or there wasn't really a curriculum. So I started self-medicating. I was bored in school. I definitely wasn't challenged. And I started drinking. I started smoking weed and just basically anything I could do to get out of my own head. And those are the patterns that I had for years until my 20s.
What would you say to someone that's or a young woman that's experiencing like that rejection and that judgment?
Well, I think the most important thing, and it's advice somebody gave me and I've taken it with me for a long time now, is where you start isn't where you end up. So if you're starting on this path and you already feel like you're labeled the bad kid, you're labeled lazy or stupid, you are the one that can change that. You know, if you want to be something else, you can be anything you want to be. And just don't give up, you know, and being different is cool. It pays off when you're older.
Yeah, being unique and different is freaking cool. And you own that. Like that's who makes the uniqueness is who makes you who you are. So I so appreciate like you saying, don't give up, own that. Cause that's really cool.
Yeah, it's tough being different, but it builds character and you get to know yourself a little bit better, I think, because you're not distracted by, you know, taking things easily. Like you're really overanalyzing and thinking of everything you're doing and how it looks to other people. So you really get a really strong sense of self. And even though it's hard when you're young, I really believe that it's made me who I am today. to be confident and to be successful. So,
now we're going to jump forward because you were on this negative path.
Yeah.
And you had like this moment in your life that just triggered, I got to change something. I got to take a different path. Tell us about that moment.
Yeah. Well, so, I graduated late. I tried college, but even then at 18, I was very aware that I am a child. I do not know what I want to do with the rest of my life. And so I went to, you know, community college for a couple semesters, but I was like, this is crazy that this is what the world is telling me to do. Like, I'm a kid. So I was like, I'm going to get a job and figure out who I am and, you know, pay my bills. And then I'll figure it out down the road, you know. But at that time, 18, 19, 20, all my friends were in college. They have majors. And I was waiting tables, you know, like in a pool hall. So I knew that I needed more time to figure it out. And I was okay with that. But being around, you know, most people that were working there were older than me. I just fell into habits, you know, of drinking and kind of partying, you know, you're bartending, waiting tables till 3 a.m, tons of alcohol, party scenario. So I got really deep in that lifestyle. And I got to be about, I want to say 26, and I was smoking 2 packs a day. Like, I started smoking cigarettes when I was 12 because I was not mature enough to know how stupid it is. And then you get, you know, you're addicted and it sticks with you for a while. So I was smoking, I was always sick, always tired. And I'd gained 50 pounds. I went from a size 00. Like, I used to wear 2 pairs of jeans in high school because I was self-conscious of being so skinny, to a size 12. My body was never built to be that size. So I carried the weight really in an unhealthy way. It was all from alcohol and a bad diet. I was also sleeping on my bathroom floor about 3 to 4 nights a week. Because I needed to be near a toilet. I was passing out drunk. And yeah, like, it's weird saying that. It's just such a horrible reality for a young woman to go through. But I looked at a picture of myself and I remember just being like, oh my God, that is not me. Like, that is a very sick, tired, unhealthy, really unhappy person. So that's another thing I always dealt with, was depression and anxiety. But again, people didn't really talk about mental health issues. So I think that's when I realized, like, I'm miserable. And it just clicked. Nobody can help me. I can't call my parents. I can't call, you know, my older sister or somebody that could normally get me out of situations. I just stared at that photo of myself and I was like, you have to fix this. And I don't know. I went and got hypnotherapy. I quit smoking. Haven't thought of a cigarette since 2001. Like, not even thought of one. And cut back on drinking and I found a gym. And that's when I decided to make that change.
That's amazing. Yeah. But it shows, you know, sometimes we have to hit those places where it's like you really do have that moment of decision.
Yeah.
And you can go either way and you're like, enough's enough. Like, I'm over it. Like, I'm ready to do something.
One of two ways for sure. I could have continued down that path or I could have taking a hard U-turn, which is what I did. Thank God.
Yeah. Cause it's amazing where you are now. So you start going to work out, and then when did kickboxing for you? When was that? Like, when did that light bulb go off that, like, I just found my jam?
Yeah. About a year later, I tried running, I mean, walking, and then I got to jogging, and then I tried, the YMCA, which was nice because I could use the treadmills and stuff, but I tried literally everything. Every workout, every gym you can imagine in Atlanta, I tried. And every place I was like, well, I like working out, it makes me feel good, but, you know, I don't love it. And then I walked into a kickboxing studio one day and I remember the guy who does, like, you know, they take you in a small room and try and get you to sign a membership. And it's, you know, it's a sales position. It's usually not that easy. And he was like, you can't stop smiling. Like, you're going to join. I was like, oh yeah, I'm joining. And from that moment, I went twice a day. I started working with the professional fighters, like one-on-one lessons, because I just couldn't get enough. It was the only time in my day where I felt really happy, really motivated, and really good at something. I don't remember the last time I felt good at something at that point. So yeah, I just spent every second at that gym. And that's when I knew I was in love, from the moment I tried it.
And so now you go from being student to instructor. When did you make that shift? Like, okay, now I'm really gonna take it further.
So back before Vesta opened, we got the idea in 2014, opened in 15. So there wasn't a lot of like cardio boutique kickboxing studios. Basically, you train in an MMA gym. You train at boxing studios. It's very male dominated. It's very intimidating. And the coaches are fighters and, you know, they have their fight team there. And I just felt very overlooked, you know, just because I didn't want to be a fighter. I felt like my story didn't matter. You know, I was in there for their class. And when I left, like, bye, you know, and I wanted to learn more and I wanted to have more of a connection to it and the people there. But everybody could just kind of saw it as like, you go in, get your workout and leave. So throughout the process, I brought my best friend and I was like, you got to try this workout with me. We've always been on a workout journey together. And basically we both loved it. We went all the time. We would bring friends from time to time because they'd all be like, oh my God, you seem so happy. You're losing weight. What are you doing? And I'd be like, kickboxing, please come with me. And so I'd bring all my friends to the gym and they all said the same thing. They were like, that was a great workout. I loved it. And I'd be like, okay, so you're going to join, right? And they would always say, no. And so my best friend Alex and I were like, well, what is it? You love the workout. You see what it's done for our lives, but you don't want to join. So one night we're sitting on my couch, drinking wine, eating pizza, and talking about kickboxing, of course. And the idea just came to us. Like, where would we want to work out? Where would our friends want to work out? And on the inside of a pizza box, we just started writing down ideas. And we're like, okay, the music at this place is low. It's boring. I don't even know what they're listening to. We're like, we need music. Like, I love working out to music. And then we're like, why is everything painted red and yellow and like dingy, you know? And, you know, we're both covered in tattoos. We obviously appreciate artwork. I don't know. The ideas just started flowing. And we were like, we're going to open our own gym. And we signed a lease within like months of that. Neither of us being an entrepreneur, neither of us working in fitness, owning a business. I was bartending at the time. She was doing hair. But we just knew we had this idea that we thought people would be into.
That's so awesome. And you now have like, you have two gyms, right?
Yeah, two studios. And we were on track probably to have a third and then COVID hit. But the fact that we're still holding on to the two after a year of this is pretty amazing.
That is, it really is amazing because I know that it's not been easy and I know you've had challenges with that, but just talking to you and the hope and like your smile, it just lights up and I wish everybody could see it because to rewind back to the beginning of our conversation and you saying that, you know, a teacher said, you know, give up on her, there's no hope. And then here you are and you're freaking beaming like,
yeah, it's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Ever told me I'd be here then, no one would believe it. You know, people always talk about imposter syndrome and I definitely feel it, but the more I talk about it, the more people that I admire and are doing really cool things, everyone feels that way.
Yeah. So cool. And it's cool to see you, like you're thriving. You've had some pretty amazing things happen, doors that have opened to you that are unique. And I'd love for you to share those.
Yeah, it's really cool being noticed. You know, for me, it was never about the money. I mean, I was still bartending the first 3 years of owning a business. I was working almost like 24-hour days. It was terrible. But it wasn't about the money. It was always about I'm doing what I love. Like, literally, this is everybody's dream is to find something you're good at, find something you love, and then do it every day. And on top of that, I get to work with my best friend and I've met thousands of women that feel the same way about, you know, the space that we're in. And so people picked up on that. And honestly, I had never heard of Lululemon. It's like way out of my price range. And I always thought it was for like yoga people. I just didn't really understand the brand or the culture. And I went into the store when we first opened just to drop off flyers because I knew that people would be shopping for fitness clothes. And I just really vibed with the people working. They're the nicest people I've ever met. And they asked me to be an ambassador. So I've been a Lululemon ambassador for 4 years now. They just told me I have another year. Usually you only get 2 years. So to be on year 5 is the craziest thing.
That is really cool.
Yeah. And I think they really connected with my story because it is unique and it does represent a lot of other people that I think a lot of mainstream fitness brands don't usually touch on. kind of like the black sheep, you know? And because of my background and my partner's background, when we opened the gym, it was all the hairstylists, all the bartenders, all the, you know, tattoo artists. Like, it was like a different group of people that you see in a gym. And then everybody just started coming, but it started really unique. So I think they saw they could reach more people that way. So they asked me to be an ambassador. They put me in a couple documentaries, which was cool. One of them was called Jumping the Tracks. And they sent myself and 21 other people out to Chattanooga. They filmed the whole thing. And they just put us in these scenarios that were meant to test our strength and our limits. Like, they didn't tell us we were doing it. And they would have us rock climbing, rappelling down a mountain, or hang gliding. And basically, they wanted people that were like myself, going in one direction in their life, hit a wall where they had to make the decision, am I gonna sink or swim, and completely change their life through fitness, and then get other people to jump on board with them. So that was one of the coolest things. And yeah, Lululemon's been really supportive. They flew me out to Vancouver 2 years ago, and I got to meet with the CEO of the company and a bunch of other ambassadors at this thing called the Summit. So it was really nice to just be around other people that share the same passion as me. It's like changing people's lives through fitness. I did an Adidas campaign, which is the craziest thing ever. You know, in all of 2019, there was a poster of me in every Adidas store. I'd be scrolling on Instagram, and, you know, you get the sponsored ads. It would be me. And I've been wearing my whole life. I have pictures of my grandma in New Jersey in front of my poster. I have friends, Vegas, LA, you know, all over the country that were able to take a picture with my photo. So that's probably the coolest thing that's ever happened, you know.
That's awesome.
But yeah, just meeting people, representing brands, and it's all very surreal to me.
But it just goes to show, like, I feel like because you took the step and you made that change and you opened your life up and opened up about who you are and didn't back down from your uniqueness and embraced it and freaking ran with it. That's amazing. That's why I wanted you on here, because I was like, we have to share a story. Like, this is what it's all about. Like, this is what makes the world go round. This is what makes us all like just unique and powerful. And especially with women and young women. And I know that, you know, we talked about you having a heart for that. You know, what are you doing? Because I know that you've talked about, you have done things in the past. Do you have a project? Is there a nonprofit? Like, what's going on with that? Because I know that you're going to be doing more.
Yes. So, and this is all very new and exciting, but I actually had a meeting last night with this woman. So she was shopping in Lululemon and looked up and saw my poster in the store. And, you know, I have boxing gloves on. She was like, oh, she looks cool. And I like boxing too. So she said she Googled me. Found all these articles that, you know, were written about me and my story. And I think the coolest thing about Vesta, the gym, is we call it Atlanta's biggest girl gang. Everyone's invited. No, it's not cliquey at all. It's, you come in here and it is literally family, but there's, you know, 800 of us, but it's just really welcoming, because I was treated like a mean girl growing up, and I've been the mean girl before. And this is just not the place for that. And so I think people pick up on that too. And so there was articles written about the community aspect of the gym, and she's been wanting to do a nonprofit for like young women and underprivileged women and introduce them to kickboxing and self-defense and just to build up confidence. And so she read my story and she was like, okay, I have to meet this woman. So she reached out to me and she said she wanted to do it. I told her it's been something that I've been wanting to do since we opened the gym for the last 6 years. I've just been, you know, excuses, busy, or I don't know where to start, or I make some moves and they don't, I kind of hit a wall, you know, where people don't reciprocate or return my calls and I give up. And this woman, she has the same energy as me. She's like, I'm all over the place, but I have a lot of ideas and I want to talk to you. And so we met last night and we really connected and we have the same vision to do this with young women. We're going to start with something at the school, a local school, and we'll do an after-school program in the spring, COVID allowing. And then we want to do a summer program. And she, you know, liked my input of basically how to start a business from scratch, like have an idea and make it grow. And I like that she has the connections for how to get this program started, how to start a nonprofit, like all the things that we were both kind of missing, we found in each other, and then we share the same passion. So it hasn't started yet. It's very new, but we're both so enthusiastic and passionate about it. It's going to take off very soon. So
I'm so excited for you because like you do, you, I know that you impact so many people already. And then the impact that you're going to have on young women is like, hands down, it's, you're going to change lives with what you're doing and with your passion. And it's so easy, like just talking to you. And I just like, I can't wait to hear, like, I can't wait to talk to you again in a couple of months and see where it is.
Cause I can't wait to check back in.
Yes. We'll have to do a check back in and be like, okay, tell us about it. Because with this new thing, it's awesome.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, the girls would be, we decided between 10 and 15. Mm-hmm. And God, if I had found kickboxing then, you know, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't be where I am now, but if we could just change one girl's life, which I know it'll have an impact, just the sense of community, letting them know it's cool to be cool to other women at a young age, you know, no competition, lift each other up, and then teach them this great sport that gives you confidence and strength. I see it being a really good thing. No matter how big it gets, small or big, it's something I'm really excited about. So
no, I'm right there with you. It's like girl power.
Yeah, I don't have a girl power tattoo for nothing.
Right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't, like, I'm going to have to come to Atlanta. Like, it's already a given. Like, I'm going to have to road trip there and come hang out at Vesta because I think that would be, like, I would dig it. It would be so.
You would love it here.
Yeah. I might have to bring a girl. We might have to get a couple girls from here and let's make a road trip. We'll come see you. Yes.
The more the merrier, always.
Yeah, we'd have a blast. Well, so let's talk about workouts for a second because I know you love kickboxing, but is there like a favorite song that you have to have like on a playlist or is there something that you like that really gets you in zone?
Yeah, well, it's hard to narrow it down. So I make a new playlist for work every week. And so every week I have a different favorite song, but I'd say generally speaking, any rap from Atlanta. I have so much pride being from Atlanta and the music scene and everything is influenced by that music. So I don't know, I think 2 Chainz is timeless. It makes me happy. Outkast, you know.
Right on. I love it. Now, have you had anybody, I'm just asking this, have you had anybody famous come into your gym yet? Or somebody that's like in the, because I know Atlanta's full of like, musicians and celebrities.
Well, so we've had the Real Housewives of Atlanta here, which was nice because that's one of my like, you know, binge shows.
Yes.
But another coolest thing I've ever done, I have a list and I can't put any of them in order, but 2 Chainz released an album called Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. And someone reached out to me from his camp and they were like, we're doing a Pretty Girls Like Trap Music fitness event. So they asked myself and then 3 other really amazing fitness instructors from the city to host this event for hundreds of women only, to his new album. So that was really cool. Yeah,
I didn't
see him though. So I want to say I met him and that was great, but I got to like kind of promote his album. And I did get to go to the album release party that was only maybe 100 people and it was invite only. And I was very close to him.
That's awesome.
Almost meeting 2 Chainz in Atlanta.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, I figured, cause you're like I feel like you're in the hub, like being in Atlanta, Charlotte's growing, but like Atlanta is like, as far as entertainment and all of that, I know that that's like a hub for people. So that's so cool.
We've got a lot of ball players that come in. We've had the Falcons cheerleaders. So yeah, a lot of really cool people come through these doors.
That's freaking awesome. Is there anything else on your heart you want to share?
I think something that I've been very aware of in this past year in quarantine is kind of the online, just how people are treating each other online. And it just weighs heavy on my heart. You know, the comment section is usually where people are really having it out with each other. And I kind of wish people would first put themselves in other people's shoes. And second, you know, think before you type something on a stranger's page. I mean, I see it all day scrolling, and I just can't imagine being that person being attacked. Or, you know, is this comment productive? Is this comment something that I would want someone to say to my sister, my mom, my best friend? And if the answer is no, maybe you shouldn't leave that comment. And I don't know. I think that's it. Just be nice, be compassionate. This has been a really hard year for everybody. And we don't know what people are going through, and we don't know what's going to be the straw to break the camel's back. So let's just try not to be that for each other, you know?
It's just, we all need to be more loving, kind, and compassionate. And you said that, and I think you said it beautifully. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just think it's internalized. You know, everybody's unhappy because of the state of the world we're in. And so as a lot of times it's easier to kind of take that out on other people. And most of the time, I'm sure people don't realize they're doing it. But like I said, it's happened to me. It's happened to friends. I see it happen to strangers all day, every day. And it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we need, and we really do need more love and more community. I mean, I know for me personally, like I lean on that. Like I lean on my community to help me keep moving forward. And I know I do the same being a part of somebody's community. So we really need each other.
Yep. I agree. I don't know what to do without this Vesta and Atlanta community. So yeah, I feel very grateful.
That's awesome. Two things. One is I'm so pumped that you're going to be part of Strong Camp. I can't even stand it.
Best birthday present ever.
Yes. And we're going to celebrate. So I've been talking about it, and I haven't even said anything yet about who our all-star team. Cause I feel like we're like this team of women that's ready to like, let's go, like, let's have fun and let's play and let's work out and let's kick it together. And you are part of that. And I am like excited.
I don't even have words for how excited I am. Like I'm already planning out everything, and you know, we've got a couple months, but I can't wait. I really can't wait.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, how can people reach out to you? Where can they find you?
So the best thing is Instagram. That's where I spend most of my time. You can go to my Instagram at Miss Pris ATL. You could check out my baby at Vesta Movement. And I think that's about it. If you're in Atlanta, check out our website, VestaATL.com. Come to the studios and let us give you a warm welcome.
That's awesome. Well, I just so appreciate you coming on today. And I can't wait till we get to hang out in person together, because like we already vibe. Like I love everything about your vibe, and it was instant the moment we spoke.
I feel the same way.
It's going to be fun. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.